back to the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, October 6th, 2016. Continuing on in the spirit of Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, exploring the subjects of tyranny and oppression, kind of the spectrum from tyranny and oppression to freedom and liberty, there are indispensable concepts and truths in there, in that discussion. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and as I often say, we probably need to define terms, and we will do that. But just backing out, I mentioned a few things at the outset of today's broadcast. I want to back out of that. And from the second hour in Hosea chapter 4, focusing on verse 6, my people are destroyed or perish for lack of knowledge. Getting to that and backing out back to the story of Jonah and where we are in America. As I mentioned in the first hour, Hosea chapter 4, it begins with a dressing down of the chain of command, so to speak. Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel. For the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land, and the sons of Israel, in the contemporary sense, can, I would say, perhaps best be defined in Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, as I mentioned in the first hour. For the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land, in other words, everyone. Because there is no, and again, chain of command, who was responsible to educate and inform the inhabitants of the land? The sons of Israel, the keepers of the oracles of God. Because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, and that's America today. As I said in the outset of the first hour, faithfulness, kindness, knowledge of God. Knowledge of God reminds me of Romans chapter 1, among others, Isaiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 7. I mentioned some of those passages in the first hour. No knowledge of God. Those folks have a responsibility, and if they step up, the sons of Israel, those who would presume themselves to be the children of the promise, according to Paul's words in Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. They have a responsibility if they step up to it and answer that call, perhaps best identified in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Good things happen for everyone, the inhabitants of the land. So they have a responsibility, a fiduciary obligation, if you will, to their fellow man, their fellow countrymen. Not to bump along like everyone else, but to be wise and discerning. We'll get to that in a minute. So what I'm saying in simple terms is those who would call themselves Christians have a greater responsibility in this context to the freedom and liberty of their fellow man, their fellow countrymen, than perhaps others, it could be argued. Because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, faithfulness, kindness, you know, we are in America today so anxious to dispense of one another in Machiavellian fashion. We're so quick, so anxious to pitch one another aside as if we were objects, as if we were yesterday's trash. From the Beatitudes, Jesus mentioned that we're supposed to love our enemy. And he further mentioned in Matthew chapter 10, man's enemies might be the members of his own house. The word enemy is an interesting word study, by the way. It's not what most people would think. I won't digress onto that path, but it's very interesting when we start to think in those terms. People, I've seen you know, there's the golden rule, for example. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 12, "And everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets." It's not the rhetoric. It's not that simple. It's a deeper concept that we're supposed to investigate, understand, and employ. Right after that, perhaps worth mentioning, he said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it." Again, as I've said before, you can enter upside down, backwards, sideways, eyes closed or not. But he said, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." You don't find it upside down, backwards, sideways, or eyes closed. You're looking for it if you find it. "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." We are plagued by those today in America, the suggestibilists, the technocrats, those who would presume themselves experts, the hubris of that. "Nope, I know best." Boy, that's arrogant. Where's the humility? "You will know them by their fruits," Jesus said. "Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?" And bad trees, bad fruit. The CIA, again, the disruptor of the world, creator of factious elements everywhere, proliferator of evil and violence, deception, intrigue and deception in Machiavellian fashion. The Mujahideens, the Al-Qaedas, the Talibans, the ISIS of the world, the CIA is masterful. Why do we keep watering and pruning this bad tree, among others? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit, Jesus said. So, again, though, the command to love one's enemy from the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, for example. For anyone who cares to cross-reference it, Jesus said in verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy,'" referring back to Leviticus and Deuteronomy. "But I say to you," Jesus said, "love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And as he said in Matthew chapter 10, sometimes those folks are the people in your own household. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. We adhere to curious superstitions these days in America. Or as Thoreau put it in Walden, we make curious mistakes sometimes. It's interesting, if you watch the plot line and the thematic elements of a lot of movies, especially the action-adventure movies, you know, a guy takes revenge for himself, the storyline of vigilante justice exacting revenge for himself. It's interesting, and by the way, what's called an anti-hero is actually a villain. To equate things is to employ intrigue and deception in satanic, demonic fashion, to warp and pervert the minds, the thinking, the logical, the logic process, the critical thinking of the minds of folks. There is no such thing as an anti-hero. It's a villain. And to make a hero and a villain sound like the same thing is deception and evil. It's sophistry. But again, I digress. So to see the plot line where the villain says that certain people should die, it's interesting. You'll notice in some movies there is a subtle implication, and I think it is by extension or by homage that it happens more often than not. There are times in certain movies where it is employed intentionally to get to warp people's thinking, I would suggest. But what I'm talking about is you'll notice in certain types of movies that where the bad guy says he seems to be, he or she seems to be a sociopath that doesn't care if innocent people live or die. In fact, they use the innocent to exploit and even murder sometimes or assassinate the innocent for their ends. And therefore, they say that ends justify the means. But in sociopathic fashion, they seem to have no attachment to those deeds. And then along comes the hero, and people's minds don't see the logical fallacy in the fact that the hero decides in similar fashion whether the villain lives or dies. Exacting vigilante justice. It's interesting, and the mind actually wants to go there in support of the hero who employs the same thinking and the same violence the villain does. Does that make sense? It warps our thinking, which allows this violence to be perpetuated, if that makes sense. In other words, if the hero really is a hero, he or she realizes it is not within their discretion to think the way the villain thinks, first of all, nor to decide whether the villain lives or dies the same way the villain decides. But we miss that, I think, largely. I think people miss that, and they want to support the hero in his or her evil in the same fashion that the villain is advocating. The difference, of course, being that the hero has a heart and a conscience. So employing violence with heart and conscience is justifiable, whereas sociopathic is not. Ironically, we seem to do both in America, employing violence with heart and presumed conscience, or sociopathically, for instance, in our foreign policy. But why? It's just wrong. It's evil. It's violence. And on a more personal level, again, as Jesus said in the Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, for instance, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The word enemy, if you do a quick Google search, is defined as a person who is actively opposed or hostile to someone or something, or a thing that harms or weakens something else. Interesting. You know, when most people think enemy, they think Al-Qaeda or something like that, or someone like that. They don't think, as Jesus said in Matthew 10, for instance, about the members of their own household. But when we start thinking more along those lines, a sobering reality, I think, begins to emerge. And hopefully we become a more humble, more penitent, more soft-hearted people instead of this hard-hearted, aggressive, violent generation that we seem to be categorized by in America today. Just mindless, thoughtless, aggressive, hostile, violent, everywhere. Where is the compassion? Where is the empathy? Where is the humility and servitude? In service to one another, that is, not as in slavery. So do we harm or weaken one another? It's interesting. You hear people say things like, well, you know, if this person injures you, then, you know, you don't have to put up with that. You should send that person away. Is that what Jesus said? There are obviously, this is a kind of a broad oversimplification, but generally speaking, we are very dismissive in America today of one another. We do not do this. We do not pray for those who persecute us, our enemies, do we? We try to send them away in Machiavellian fashion. And if we do that, aren't we divided and thereby conquered? Aren't we a nation of islands? We're all just individual little islands that can never be close, can never form deep relationships, deep alliances personally. It's not possible. So I suggest we turn away from that and back to Hosea 4 to get to Jonah and then the discussion of freedom and liberty. Because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, there is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. Gosh, that sounds like America. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. We are steeped in this rhetoric and behavior in America. Therefore, the land mourns, and everyone who lives in it languishes, along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of, and also the fish of the sea disappear. Isn't that happening in America? Yet let no one find fault, and let none offer reproof. Interesting. God says, I don't want to see any finger pointing. It's a time for introspection. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. My people are destroyed or perish for lack of knowledge. Defining terms, interesting. Information is defined as facts provided or learned about something or someone. What is conveyed or represented by a particular arrangement or sequence of things. Just looking and deriving the information. What is propaganda and what is knowledge? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people looking without seeing, I would add. This is what we see, don't we? So what is information? What is propaganda? What's knowledge? Is there a difference? Is there a contrast? This all gets to the concept of liberty, too, because the point here really is just made best by Jefferson, as I said already. According to Thomas Jefferson, freedom and knowledge by education are inseparable. No nation is permitted to live in ignorance with impunity, Jefferson said. As he also said, convinced that the people are the only safe depositories of their own liberty, and that they are not safe unless enlightened to a certain degree, I have looked on our present state of liberty as a short-lived possession unless the mass of the people could be informed to a certain degree. In contrast to that, as I mentioned, the other day, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said it is it's an universal law. Intolerance is the first sign of an inadequate education. An ill-educated person behaves with arrogant impatience, whereas truly profound education breeds humility. And I would suggest that we need that kind of truly profound education that breeds humility, leads to liberty. And what do we mean when we talk about liberty? That's an interesting concept too. Along with knowledge. So, defining terms, information, facts provided or learned about something or someone, just an observation really. What is conveyed or represented by a particular arrangement or sequence of things? That's information. And what is propaganda? Well, propaganda is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, which is really not information at all, is it? Information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. That's propaganda. Information arranged in such a way as to lead you to think, believe, behave in a certain fashion. That's what predominates the landscape in America today. In any venue you look, anything that's widely publicized seems to be categorized by propaganda and rhetoric. Versus knowledge, which is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. So when Hosea wrote those words of God, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," it's this concept, this operative concept that's in view. And doing a word study of that word in the Old Testament, it's knowledge, perception, discernment, understanding, wisdom. The Proverbs have a great deal to say about those concepts. But as far as discernment is concerned, Hebrews chapter 5 and 6 are also instrumental, the end of 5, beginning of chapter 6. We'll continue on with that and come back to stick around more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions. for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Broadcast. This Thursday, October 6, 2016. Phone lines are open 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. So wrote Hosea in Hosea chapter 4. And knowledge implies discernment. Discernment. To perceive or recognize, distinguish between what? Well, as I said in the last segment, Hebrews chapter 5 is helpful in that context. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14, solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil, to distinguish between. Knowledge implies discernment. In fact, discernment is knowledge, implies the distinction of information. That is just information and that which is propaganda, so to speak, or the discernment to distinguish between good and evil in simple terms, again, pointing to Hebrews chapter 5. So, information, facts provided or learned about something or someone, what is conveyed or represented by a particular arrangement or sequence of things. Propaganda being information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view, and knowledge, in facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject, awareness or familiarity gained by experience of a fact or situation, and again, discernment is implied. The Proverbs have a great deal to say about knowledge, and in particular, knowledge seems to reside in the presence of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's Proverbs 1:7. One of my favorite passages in Proverbs about knowledge is Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Discipline, the training of the moral, mental, and physical aspects of or attributes of the man or woman. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. That's unfortunate. We shouldn't be that way. So liberty is... knowledge is essential to liberty. Knowledge is indispensable to liberty. And that is another subject. Speaking of the road to serfdom, America is supposed to be the road to liberty and freedom. I mentioned Thomas Jefferson's words from a number of things, actually. I was getting to his first inaugural address, his words there, and as he said, he mentioned to Littleton Waller Tazewell that I have looked on our present state of liberty as a short-lived possession unless the mass of people could be informed to a certain degree, knowledged up, as it were, possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, as he said, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes, the same old Marxist rhetoric that keeps recirculating, so effectively dividing and conquering people among themselves and against one another and themselves, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. Would that we were a generation so enlightened, so informed, so knowledgeable in America today. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, you're right on today, right on. I was looking at on my refrigerator, I have that scripture out of Hosea. You know, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But how do they hear? Well, they have to have an ear to hear. Mm-hmm. And so I think they get the ear to hear when they believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They get the power to become sons of God, right? And so Jesus talked to them about the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 12:13, around there. And he told the parable of the sower. He said the sower was Jesus, and he was sowing children of the kingdom. And the tares grew up because the wicked one, the enemy, was the devil who sowed tares in there. And that's pretty good as far as who can hear. You know, you have to become if you believe you have the power to become a son of God, and when you become a son of God, you are led of the Spirit. That's when you hear. It's not what comes in your ear in particular. You could be deaf and hear the Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. That usually reminds me of right around John 6:44, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, what I call the secret Dakota ring, but, you know, Jesus speaking in John 6, mentioned that concept, no one comes to the Father but by Him, and
no man comes to the Father.
Yeah, no one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. You know, that concept, and it's the Spirit that leads us. And so, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 talks about how the Bible doesn't make sense unless you have the Spirit. And so I usually say, right, you know, get the secret decoder ring, which is the Spirit who draws and leads.
Well, I've heard, and I kind of think it's right, that the Constitution would not work on an unchristian nation. And the reason is because, based on the Bible, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. John Adams, I think, I have mentioned in recent broadcasts and previously that virtue, morality, and religion are the undergirding of our foundation, so to speak. And the way that John Adams put it, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, and licentiousness would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That was John Adams.
You and Abe Lincoln said that nothing immoral can ever be politically correct.
Right. And I've mentioned Patrick Henry's words to the same effect, and Madison and Jefferson and so on. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Virtue, morality, and religion, not in a manipulative sense, not in a coercive sense, not in, you know, a Constantinian state-sanctioned religion fashion, but as an undergirding of the first precept of first do no harm. And that kind of gets
well
to the
harm
point.
You know, according to Hillary Clinton, her meaning of harm it would be totally different from God, because
absolutely,
God said that whom he loves he chastises, and if you look that up, it means corrects. Judgment is correction. So if she actually does get in, it is our judgment, but God doesn't want her in. From what I'm collecting, he doesn't, because, see, she is going to try to change the way Christians think, because we're silly, or whatever she said we were, deceived or something. And then she'll probably come out and try to say she's one, but she's not. I mean, she might have been one, but when she got turned by that communist that took over the Methodist Church when she was 16 years old, she's just a communist now. She just thinks that government is the answer. And so if a Christians oppose her, she would just take our Bibles. I said we could hide them in Tupperware in the ground. And you couldn't even find them with a metal detector, right? So you're right on as far as, you know, people being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And another scripture I've been thinking of too lately was, he that seeks to save his life will lose it. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And people can say, well, you know, if I oppose these people, they come, they take my business, they take my family. But if you don't trust God enough to think that he will take care of you when you stand up for what's right, then I don't think we trust him enough. It's not the scriptures. I think we got to trust him to do it. I don't know if you've heard of this pastor up there. Well, probably have on RBN. Harlem, where the homosexuals tried to take his multi-million-dollar church he built from scratch. And he just kept on trusting God, and they lost. So So,
right.
But, you know, people will sometimes they want to make a deal. You know, they want to, you know, just come out ahead for the better of their family or their possessions or whatever, and it's not worth it. I mean, when they find out, the enemies find the people run by the devil, when they find out that we're standing up for what we believe in, they probably respect it more. I've heard that of persecuted Christians overseas, you know, even Chinese when they and Japanese, all that, when they persecuted people and the people stood up to it, even death, it affected them. Because everybody, the way they get by with compromise is everybody's doing it, and not only
exactly.
That.
Right.
Everybody's doing it.
The Nuremberg defense, I was just following orders.
Right.
It reminds me of that quote misattributed to Edmund Burke, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." John Stuart Mill actually said, Bad men need nothing more to compass their ends than that good men should look on and do nothing, take no stand, in other words. And Burke did write, though, when bad men combine, and I would add in fascist fashion, they bundle together like sticks and they don't break ranks. Whether they, you know, I see that in Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, for example. They have been allies at times. But, you know, just because they argue and contend doesn't mean that they've broken ranks, in my opinion. So I still think it's a fascist bundle. And when bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one, an unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. That was what Edmund Burke said. And that's what's happening. We are divided, balkanized, one against another. And that is the sad, unfortunate reality. And encouraged to behave in increasingly Machiavellian and sociopathic fashion and divide ourselves, which is ironic, I would say.
And we want God to join us, right, our side. Because I don't know, I had a dream, and I'm trying to interpret it, but I think I was the bad guy, or I was the guy who was setting the standards, you know. And the two children, they thought the standards are too rough. And so they did something wrong, and I said, "Oh, you did that wrong, didn't you?" And it turned out one killed the other one because he didn't want him to tell what happened and thought I wouldn't find out. And it reminded me of Cain and Abel, you know, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God's not a bad God. He just has standards, and you're not going to hide anything you're doing. The truth
right.
will rise up from the ground. And, you know, if you abide in him, I can't remember the whole scripture, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm. John 8.
So.
Yep. If you continue on my word, then you will know the truth. Then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
there's our problem right there. We think that we have our way will do it, you know, political, what is the word? We have a way to do it. We have a campaign manager. We have there's a way it's done. This is how you have to do it. And the other side thinks the same way, you know. And nobody's trusting God.
Right. Prescribed methods and conventional wisdom. The problem is God never changes and he doesn't move. And so if we're outside of his will or we're apart from him, it's probably because we moved. He doesn't change or move. So probably means
right.
we need to get back to get back to him, draw near to him. And that gets to the point of what I would call essential liberty that I was getting to.
Right.
And the Bible says, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's much more to say on that, but that's We're just about out of time for today's broadcast. Pat, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
It'll get us staying close to him. It'll get us through whatever happens.
Absolutely. That is a fact. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This Thursday, October. And we'll go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks.
Thank you, Chris. What a call. I just called to say, you know, you can't know the truth until you know who the truth is. You can know some things that are partially true.
Cool to hear you.
Do you have anything that
connection or something?
Can you hear me? Hello, Chris. What?
Yes. Yeah. We seem to have a bad signal, John. So it's difficult to understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I just said that the last caller, very good. I would say that I thought for a long time this nation was founded on Christian principles, but I came across the Treaty of Tripoli,
right.
November 4th, 1797, Article 11. As the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, and it has in itself no character of enmity against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslim men, and as said, the states never have entered into any act of war, hostility. It's a treaty of peace. They're telling the Muslims that America has never been founded on Christian principles. So until we know who the truth is, Chris, we can't know the truth. We can know some truth mixed with lie. And as the Bible says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. So until we understand who is the truth, we will never know the truth.
Right. Well, I would make the distinction, though, on what you're saying, because Article 11 states of the Treaty of Tripoli states that as the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, as it has it in itself no character of enmity against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslim men. That is not to say that it is not founded upon Christian principles. The Christian religion being, you know, distinct, and I think that gets into a whole different conversation or discussion about the separation of church and state in a Constantinian fashion. I would conjecture not having a state sanctioned religion, so to speak, and we have kind of an amalgamation of a counterfeit Christianity with scientism happening today in America in technocratic fashion. But that's again, that's a different discussion. So I think to say that the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion is not to say that it was not founded upon Christian principles. And I think what Hayek said in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 1, is instructive to that end. And there's more, but we're out of time. So I agree. I agree it's important to know who the truth is. And then, as Pat mentioned, John 8 comes into play. If you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Thanks to the callers. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.